With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. If you'll be going somewhere far from home for Thanksgiving, looks like you'll have a lot of company.
Gee, the traffic is terrific.
The Thanksgiving holiday travel rush is expected to break records this year. AAA is predicting that nearly 80 million people will venture forth, most of them by car, exceeding pre-pandemic numbers.
Thanksgiving is the busiest travel holiday of all.
AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz.
Wednesday afternoon's pretty brutal, but now also Tuesday afternoon's pretty bad, too.
Transportation analytics company INREX says coming home, the best time to avoid crowded highways will be Sunday before 1 p.m. and very early or late in the day on Monday. I'm Jennifer King.
And this probably couldn't come at a more inconvenient time. A walkout this morning at North Carolina's Charlotte Douglas International Airport.
Service workers announced they would go on strike for 24 hours starting at 5 a.m. during a busy week of Thanksgiving travel, protesting what they call unlivable wages. They work for two companies that contract with American Airlines. They provide services like cleaning interiors of the planes, removing trash, and escorting passengers in wheelchairs.
Correspondent Leah Skeen. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate gearing up for confirmation hearings for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees now that Mr. Trump has finished selecting the nominees. It is a diverse group that includes former Democrats as well as traditional elected Republicans offering a range of ideological views. In the words of former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, a strong cabinet by definition means you're going to have people with different opinions and different skills. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been higher. The Dow futures are up 319 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 94, and the S&P futures 29 points higher. This is SRN News. President Trump nominates a former pastor.
His selection to head the Department of Veterans Affairs is Doug Collins, who pastored a Southern Baptist church in Georgia and presently serves as a chaplain in the Air Force Reserves. Most recently, he was a congressman from Georgia who was defeated in a Senate campaign in 2020. SBC spokesman Doug Carver tells Baptist Press, quote, "I am grateful for people like Doug who have sacrificially served our country and continue to do so." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Researchers at Harvard and Georgetown University have produced an analysis of why President Trump did so well with Hispanics in the election. It contends that Hispanic voters who hold socially conservative social views but might otherwise have voted Democrat are offended by Democratic politicians' use of the gender-neutral term Latinx. That term is used to explicitly include gender minorities and broader LGBTQ community segments. This is SRN News. Los Angeles judge expected to decide today whether to take another look at the convictions of brothers Eric and Lyle Menendez behind bars for life in the murders of their parents.
The attorney for Eric and Lyle Menendez says newly discovered evidence supports claims made at the brothers' 1989 trial that they had been sexually abused by their father, Jose Menendez. And the judge will decide whether the new evidence warrants a re-examination of the brothers' convictions. The prosecution said at trial that the brothers killed their parents for money. Last month, prosecutors recommended resentencing Eric, now 53, and Lyle, 50, to 50 years to life, saying the brothers have worked on redemption and rehabilitation and have demonstrated good behavior inside prison. I'm Donna Warder.
And once again on Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been higher, suggesting a higher open for the market later in the morning. More details at SRNNews.com.